we haven't shared who this new person is. So hi, I'm Maggie. I'm super excited to have Alex sharing a message today. Woohoo! New this Thursday, or on Thursdays during Daily Sabbath, we will be celebrating Holy Communion. So know that this is Christ's gift for you. And no matter where you are on your faith journey, you are welcome to participate. But know if that is not something you would like to participate in, that that's okay too, and you can remain seated or come forward for a special blessing. So let's start with prayer. God of grace, thank you for this new day to serve you and your people, a new day to experience your love through our daily work. Help us to bring our whole selves into this time of worship, that we might be strengthened for the day ahead and nourished by your word of love. Amen. Please stand as you're comfortable, and we'll sing hymn number 879 in your red book. Number 879.
Thank you. I was in elementary school, I had a huge crush. Her name was Danielle, and she was the fastest runner in our class. I was a close second. I remember racing her across the Jonathan Elementary gym floor, admiring her Skechers brand pink running shoes, and perhaps even playing tag together on the wood chip laden playground in early spring. Racing alongside Danielle and my other classmates, through the hallways, at recess, and during my community ed soccer matches, I discovered my love for running. Today, I feel close to God in the various landscapes that cross-country running takes me. I love tying my shoes, which I also learned how to do in elementary school, stretching a smidge and then letting my feet carry me out and into the world. I have run in the dead of night amidst blustering winds, across sandy beaches while sunlight danced on the ocean, and on the sidewalks of Chanhassen, Minnesota, where I grew up. With every step I tread across the earth, the stressors and buzz of my mind and the things that relentlessly distract me from God gradually fall away. There is no way to effectively study a notebook on a run or adequately answer a text message or worry too much about what I should or could be doing because all I am when I run is me. I'm often alone when I run, and yet more aware than any other time of my identity as a member of the global body of Christ. As I regain consciousness of the rhythm of my body self, breath bringing oxygen to my lungs, or my heart spurring me forward with a sturdy beat, I remember the reality of interconnectedness both within my body and throughout the entire planet. In the natural world, I notice God's presence in the many manifestations of ecology. Beside a lake, stream, or puddle, I am reminded of the miraculousness of the water cycle. Across a grassy field, I remember my love for the creatures and details of creation and recover an awareness of my place amidst it all. Last semester, I studied abroad in New Zealand. One fine February morning there, the middle of summer in New Zealand, I went for a run and discovered God's presence in a place I hadn't expected, through a herd of cows. Here is an excerpt from a reflection I wrote after the experience in my New Zealand journal. Try to picture in your mind what I saw. I woke up around 6:30 in the morning. The sky was cloudy and purple, with glowing sunshine in the east. At the top of a small hill at the end of my run, I stopped and went to the edge of a cow pasture. The cows all ran away, but I was determined to have them come close to me. I wanted to feed them some tall grass through the fence, like I had years before when my neighbors back home used to own cows. So I thought, and I think I spoke aloud to myself, what song should I sing to cows? The answer, of course, was, I found a peanut. I started singing, and about midway through the song, one cow, who I'm guessing was a village elder sort of cow, emerged from the herd and walked straight towards me, and the rest of the cows followed. I continued on singing 10,000 reasons and then opened the eyes of my heart, and many of the cows crept closer and closer. Unfortunately, none of them came to eat the grass, but I tied three pieces to the fence so they could have a snack later and made it to run back home. As I started to run back, the whole herd of cows ran alongside me. I couldn't help but smile and laugh with pure joy. They followed me all the way to the corner of their pasture and continued to watch me, staring intently as I disappeared down the road. I will never forget that. Under morning clouds, through my own voice, and alongside a soaring stream of cattle, I noticed God's presence. I think of God as essence, meaning that one may see God through all that celebrates creation. Our function amidst all members of our earth community is not domination. Our calling is to live with respect to and among the works of God's hands, along with everything else. Similarly, the psalmist reflects, "Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling God's command. Mountains and all hills, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, young men and women alike, old and young together. All that is a part of God's and the world's collective story. Our natural inclination as members of creation is connection. For me, it is when I run cross country that new insights into this reality and to the cross are revealed to me. If God among us, Jesus, offers compassion, gentleness, and restoration, then salvation is learning to live in such a way as Jesus did. Every member of our earth family has a role to play and a song to sing. And speaking of singing, one of my favorite parts of morning praise in Christ Chapel is when we sing, "In the shadow of your wings, I will sing for joy." I picture these wings as an eagle's, soaring above me as I sprint barefoot. In the shadow of your wings, I will run for joy. We cannot have an affinity for the natural world, befriend the Daniels of our lives, or truly grow close to God without sincerely taking time to recenter and remember divine presence in and with us, across our lives. Perhaps it is not cross-country running for you, but I invite you to reflect on what you love about the world, others, God, and then delve into that trinity of unity anew. A prayer by Lauren Winner, author of a book titled Wearing God. Please pray with me. You, my soul, dead in yourself, ran under the wings of Jesus, your mother, and lament your griefs under his feathers. Ask that your wounds may be healed, and that comforted, you may live again.
Jesus chose to spend his last night on earth eating with his friends. He took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body given for you. Each time you do this, remember me." Then he took a cup. After giving thanks, he passed it to his friends, saying, "Drink. This cup poured out for you is the promise of God. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Whenever we share this bread and this cup, we remember Jesus' death and resurrection, our hope and life. Thanks be to God. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, stand as you're comfortable. And now may this meal of Christ bless us and strengthen us as we take on this new day. Let's sing.